Welcome back to Loud and Obnoxious, Week 17, post-regular season conference champions left. We're live broadcasting this week from the Denver Man Cave. All three of us here are together this evening. Let's start with Phil. How are you this evening, Phil?
I am rolling tide, baby. Rolling tide.
The anchor is in full effect, and we'll get into detail about how well he did, but he is literally a god amongst men. So thank you for joining us again. I'm glad you could save some time for us, Filial.
No problem.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And Pierce, how are we this evening?
Man, I'm actually a little terrified sitting next to Phil, to be quite honest. I sat here and watched this go down on Saturday, and man, this guy's got some insane powers. He can take down pretty much whoever or whatever he wants at any time. All he has to do is, like, maybe think about it. Like, we're sitting here, and he's like, man, you know, he needs to go on the list. Russell Wilson, that guy's a piece of shit. Or something along those lines. And next pass, I swear to God, 2 seconds later, Russell Wilson threw an interception. And ever since then, I've been terrified.
It's quite a curse slash gift that Pierce has got, or Phil has for us. So
insane, dude. Fucking insane. I don't know what to say.
I just gotta, pick and choose my spots. But I gotta say, it was really fun rolling tide. I'm kind of addicted to rolling tide, but I'm gonna shut the fuck up.
Man, it was so epic and so worth it. He probably said roll tide. I don't know. What would be a lot of times? Like 300 times?
Well, more than
that. Yeah, add like 250 to that. I mean, it was fucking crazy, but it worked. I mean, it fucking worked.
I mean, I'd be like, I just, when Auburn would do something good, I'd be like, I'm rolling tide, roll tide, roll tide, roll tide.
Seriously, y'all. Right. I mean, probably 300 or 400 times.
I'm kind of mad they're not playing a game this weekend, so because I can't say it. I got to chill out. I'm trying to chill
you
out.
You did your work.
Yeah.
You're good.
So let me ask you, is it time to just officially call Phil a Bama fan instead of an LSU fan? He's addicted to winning. And
I'll claim that just to, bring him down.
That's nice of you. That's nice of you. Well, yeah, so as we kind of prefaced, it was an interesting weekend of sports. Phil's anchor skills are above and beyond. So we'll dive deep into that and the rest of the college football pool this evening. And then after that, we'll go through the coaching carousel. It's going to be quite the evening.
It's spinning.
Yeah, yeah.
People are making some awful decisions, like hopping off of it, but, it's spinning still.
Yeah, and so it's going pretty quickly, and it seems like John Curry may be one of those guys that just jumps off mid-spin and falls face first on the sidewalk, and then instead of getting help, it's some old hillbilly redneck in fucking checkered overalls that just kicks you while you're down. So it'll be an interesting conversation, but for those at home, that was a metaphor.
That guy seriously let internet bullies talk him out of hiring a guy.
We'll get into it all. We'll get into it. Let's get into it later. But yes.
That guy's a, you know what.
Yep. So we'll go from college football into NFL, and then we'll talk. We're going to start, like we mentioned in the weeks past, we're going to dip our toe into other sports, see if we can segue into the winter sports. And maybe it's a little too early to talk golf on a regular basis, but we're definitely going to get balls deep in it tonight.
Yeah, this guy loves Tiger Woods.
Yep. So before we start off, I want to give a shout out to our boys over at Shinesty, our new partner in crime and the sponsor for the six pack that Phil and I are drinking this evening. Shout out to the guys for Heineken. And then we wanted to tell you a minute about Shinesty. The guys over there have one mission and one mission only, and that is to help you look fucking good. Shinesty brings you the most outlandish collection of clothing the world has ever seen. When worn correctly, the right clothing can make Mike Tyson's albino tiger purr like a kitten, blow the minds off boringly looked onlookers. or be a major contributing factor to the creation of a small human that looks strikingly similar to you. That's a horrible ad read.
But you got it.
Yeah, somewhat. Whether you are searching for a rare retro piece, enough neon to blind the 80s, or simply something that will make Chuck Norris weep with pride, Shinesty is here to help. Check out their antics and ridiculous clothing over at Shinesty.com. That's Shinesty.com. Enter the promo code LOUD69 at checkout to get 15% off.
Nice.
Yes. Count it. Shout out to Gronk. And Shinesty, you may like the way you look, but they don't guarantee it. They told me I could ad lib anything I wanted to in there, but seeing as it's the first one and we want to make this a long-lasting relationship full of free beer and a couple more ad reads, I'll gladly read whatever the fuck they put in front of me. And that's for anybody else that likes 5,000 listeners at a time. We'll gladly take your money in return for ad reads as well as promo shots of Phil doing stupid shit on our Instagram page and Twitter page.
Roll Tide.
Rolling Tide with my coworkers.
So Roll Tide to Phil. And speaking of that, we'll just dive balls deep into that. Also, we'll start with college football. I'm sad that I'm having to sit in the same room with Pierce. I see him once every fucking 3 months, maybe. But at the same time, since we're now in the same town, we're doing our first live broadcast together, and the Rebs won this past week.
Pierce. Oh, yeah, we did, buddy. But, you know, I'm not going to sit here and gloat. I mean, we're obviously, you know, higher class institutions. We're supposed to win every time. But, yeah, we won this one. We hurt. You know, Nicky Fitz, we broke his leg. Well, not intentionally, although I think some of y'all's people were trying to turn it into that. Completely innocent play. Bum for the kid. What a hard ass. Like, I can't believe he sat there with a dislocated ankle.
No shit. Did you see the pictures? And then he's, like, sitting in the fucking, like, tunnel watching the game.
No, he was on the sideline for, like, the whole second half.
Well, that was post-cortisone shot. Yeah, I mean, I feel like I can walk on sunshine if you give me a shot of cortisone.
Well, he probably...
fucking fly for you.
Dude, I think they gave it to him, and then he sat in the tunnel, like, when it was, you know, taken over, and he was finally able to stand up. You know, because like that, man. So bravo to him. Our guys played good. They were pumped up. I don't know that it would have mattered the other way, but they were playing.
I disagree on that regard. I mean, I'm not going to discredit any of that. First off, if anyone says it was a dirty play, it was a football play. The guy was going for it. Happens. Shit happens when you play a tackle sport. Yeah, the guy was a little bit rambunctious all game, so it's not like we can blame him for playing football.
Out, right.
I think he ended up getting in a little bit of trouble.
Yeah, it was just unsportsmanlike conduct penalties. That's not a big deal.
But remember, y'all are a higher class institution that just got rid of the Dixie flag, so there's nothing new to see here.
I don't know why we stooped to those levels. It's probably because y'all wouldn't shake our hands pregame. Like, our captain.
Classic Baker Mayfield play. Classic Baker Mayfield.
Baker.
Yeah.
Baker got stiffed. It happened to him.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm cool with that.
And then he grabbed.
And we lost too.
And then he grabbed his nuts at their sideline, and then didn't start
instead
because of it. So yeah, dude, y'all are the ones instigating this shit. He's just playing along.
Look, I wasn't not gonna call you a normal institution, but you try to take some high low road like it's the most Ole Miss thing ever. Passive aggressive. It's like your dad taught it to you when he spanked y'all.
Yeah, I kind of thought I had to.
Well, yeah, you did. I was just like shocked. I was like, Pierce is going to go all class here? No way.
Yeah,
of course not.
You know, I had to take a shot somewhere.
But I give credit when credit is due. Y'all played well. At the same time, it's kind of one of the reverse Kroom situations. You know, like when Kroom would beat a coach and they would lose. By y'all beating us, we know that y'all are going to have Simple Jack as your coach for the next 3 years. So that's
kind of whatever.
I'm okay seeing him again. I'm okay with it the next time. If my quarterback plays four quarters, we romp that team. My backup went for 304 touchdowns despite four turnovers and his first actual game time of the season.
Yeah. And anybody could do that against that defense. Like that defense is pathetic. Dude.
That is true as well.
Luke Orgeron his way into the Ole Miss job.
It's identical.
We are at Luke Orgeron. Exact conversations last year when Orgeron, everybody's like, oh, we're happy y'all are keeping him. And it started off like that, like it was going to be terrible. But
I still like that, by the way.
Well, yeah. I mean, we lost.
And Pierce is going to like it in the next 4 years, too. If Asian's still there, he's going to get his fair shots at him.
I'm sure, though, like, I don't know. pardon, I don't know the contract details, but I'm sure his buyout isn't huge. I'm sure if he sucks really big ass, they can get they can pull the ripcord pretty soon.
You're talking Luke or Ozone? Yeah, it's not like $2.5 million.
I think it's not very much money.
He's the lowest paid coach in the SEC, but we have
$3 million base.
We have the second highest assistance pool in the SEC behind LSU. So like they gave him a ton of money to spend on assistants. He's not getting full pool or anything. But yeah, so I look at the Luke hire two ways. Like either there really was an uprising with the team and people really were telling Bjork they were going to transfer if they didn't hire Luke. Like that's what people are saying happened. And like I watched AJ Brown's post game press conference and I got the impression that he's one of those people just from watching him because all he talked about was Matt Luke. And I mean, hey, if they all like him, great. Like let's roll with him. But the funny thing is, you compare it to LSU. We hired the exact same search firm for a coach that y'all did, and their recommendation in both cases was keep the guy that you have. They got paid like $250,000 for that shit from both schools to just be like, oh, you know what? Maybe we should just keep that guy. He's cool.
Yeah, I
mean, it's hilarious.
Why would you need a search firm like?
Period. Yeah, I mean, are you that big of an idiot? Can you, Ross Bjork is apparently an idiot. Well, so, like,
I told you all that months ago, by the way.
But that's my other thing. So it's either A, we were having Matt Luke no matter what because the state win didn't push him over the top. I think that decision was already made. We got told no by Willie Taggart and a couple other people because we were just out there pipe dreaming. We still don't know what's going to happen with the NCAA. I'm thinking that maybe the Luke hire is like them maybe thinking, maybe they know they're going to get a second year of a bowl ban. They couldn't hire anyone else, but we won't know till it's released. I don't think that's what's going to happen, but I'm trying to think of reasons why they hired Matt Luke. And that's the only other reason I can think of.
I mean,
he had a good year, but dude, that team would have had the same year. They could have won 8 games. They'd had the same year with Freeze. They haven't had an identical year.
A lot of shit happened. I'm pretty impressed, I gotta say. I can't believe they did.
Yeah, I can't believe they won 6, especially losing to Cal, and they still won 6. I am amazed. But hey, I'm not upset about Matt Luke. I'm good with it. I'm cool with it. He at least likes us.
That is true. He's happy to be there.
Yeah, he wants to be there.
Same for you, Phil. Same for you. You have the same thing.
Identically the same situation. But
so what if you want to be there? Like everybody, there's like 90% of coaches would like to be there. But they really don't.
They really just care about the money and they care about keeping their job wherever they are. These guys actually, and Luke they're seemingly identical.
Yeah.
They really are. It's crazy. But hey, we'll see what happens. Right. Oh, yeah, dude. I wouldn't trust Matt Luke with anything.
We've spoken on this podcast before about how coordinators make it a lot easier for coaches that are mentally retarded, like Brian Kelly or Matt Luke, whomever it may be. It makes them a lot better. Like, that's what you have to do is you surround yourself with brilliance, Donald Trump. You surround yourself with smarter people than you, and you're supposed to look a lot better. So,
supposed to.
Yeah.
Theoretically, that's how it's supposed to work. It doesn't always work.
Yeah, Trump was a bad example. He still looks stupid. But at the same time, nonetheless, I hate to lose half of our demographic because there were Southeastern sports. So I won't talk too much about it. But at the same time, yeah. So with that large budget, you should be able to hire some nice assistants. But at the same time, that does suck that y'all both paid people to tell you that no one else wants to come there. So that probably wasn't the case with Phil, but that may be the case with y'all. Nobody wanted to touch it. But that sucks. But at the same time, that's part of the game.
But it's the same thing too. Like they offered Jimbo the job and then he told them no. And then they went after Herman. He told them no. And then they panicked and just hired him. It seems like we did the same thing. We went after Taggart. The Memphis guy got taken off the list for various reasons. We're not really sure why.
Wait, you thought Willie Taggart was going to come from...
They offered him the job.
From Oregon?
Yeah, he wanted out of Oregon.
Yeah, so why didn't he take Florida job then?
Because he didn't get offered the Florida job. He wanted that job. I think he was the first one
they offered it to, like right after they fired McElwain. I don't think that... Yeah, I mean, I can 1,000% believe that Taggart would turn down Ole Miss. But at the same time, the fact that y'all had... That's like when I applied for UNC for undergrad and could barely get into Mississippi State and Ole Miss. Like, I knew the answer, but you got to take 100%.
You got to take a shot. They're saying he'll
Michael Scott said it best.
They said he'll take... You don't take...
I thought that was Wayne Gretzky.
That was Michael Scott.
I think it's Michael Jordan.
No. Michael
Michael Gary Scott.
Yeah, thank you. There you go. But yeah, so Egg Bowl was, it sucked that it went down in the first quarter, but at the same time, y'all won it fair and square. I don't think the play was malicious. And at the same time, Dan jumped ship and went with Scotty Pleats. And I'll talk about that.
Why do you call him Scotty Pleats?
Because the guy dresses like a fucking 1994 nerd. It shoved him in his fucking locker. The guy's a fucking loser goober. And I mean, I'll get into my personal rants about why I don't like him. We're both double alma maters of Mississippi State and Jackson Prep. So I feel like he's wearing a real shitty badge of honor. So Scott, if you want to come defend yourself and come on the podcast, I'd love to rip you a new one, you fucking loser. Why don't you?
That's a good way to get him to come on.
Yeah, well, the fact he offered the job to like five fucking people and they all said no, so he went dumpster diving to little old Mississippi State pisses me off. I'm fucking livid about it. But at the same time, if I'm going to get cucked, I'd rather get cucked by Florida because that is a top three job, top five job. So
top five job, huh?
I would say at least.
It's a good job.
Florida.
I mean, they have premier money, facilities, and a fucking hotbed of talent. So I'm not surprised or mad at Dan for taking the job, and I wasn't mad at Strick, Scotty Loafers, from taking the job when he was offered Jeremy Foley's job. But at the same time, Scotty Loafers coming and plucking this tree really pisses me off. So I'm going to get into that rant later, but at the same time, I'm waiting for Mississippi State to hire a coach before I write any articles or rip on anybody in particular.
Well, Dan was going to leave sooner or later.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not surprised or mad. That is a top-tier program that you would leave.
I think Mullen was the perfect fit for Mississippi State, though, and I don't think it's going to work out for him in Florida.
And I thought Florida would go for a bigger fish than Dan. But the fact is, because their fans are maybe as crazy as Tennessee's or maybe, I don't know, they have those off-field issues, they didn't want to – somebody said no for a reason. I don't think Dan was the first call, and from what I hear, he was like the fourth or fifth call. So, I mean,
I think someone – it may have been Derek or someone in a group I'm in with him, group chat, mentioned that SEC jobs just aren't attractive to big-name coaches right now because you have to factor in with
safety. Instantly.
Yeah, and you'd only get 3 years where you should get many more years.
McElwain won the East
your own twice. Classes.
McElwain won the East twice and was still fired, but that may have been more of a culture issue than it was an actual on-field issue.
Yeah, he fucked the shark or something, right?
So that's why we have retread coaches like Orgeron and Luke and Mullen. Well, Mullen's a good coach, but just people staying put.
Yeah, I can, but at the same time, coming from Mississippi State to go to Florida is a totally fair jump. And anyone that's like, oh my God, I can't believe you would do this, those people are fucking idiots. I don't care. And it's not like Dan went to state where he had some like duty or like honor to uphold for Mississippi State. He wanted to win a national championship, but that's everyone's goal. I think it's very more obtainable for him at Florida than it is in Mississippi State. But at the same time, so I'm not mad about that. I'm just mad at how it was my alma mater's. I mean, he's an alum of Mississippi State. He was our fucking athletic director. I mean, it just drives me nuts that Scotty Pleats did that. So if I ever see him I'll hit him in my goddamn car if I drove. I'll have my Uber run over him.
Whoa, man.
Fucking hate that guy. Yeah, the anger is real for Scott, but for Dan, I'm very proud of him, happy for him. I'm glad that we were able to lose a coach to a positive outcome rather than multiple issues like a bad wart that festered like a Cheryl or like a Croom where the cupboard was bare and your team couldn't win, your classic Rick Ray, Rick Stansberry situations. We've been able to make an up high. We're hiring for good circumstances with a full team here.
Yeah, he wasn't, at least he wasn't banging prostitutes.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I knew that was coming. I thought that's where he was going with it.
Too.
I really did. I thought he was going to talk about morals or some shit. I really, really did for a second.
I'm trying to focus on a top 25 ball club over here. I don't have time to worry about those that are beneath me. But again.
Yeah, he just lost to a bottom third ball club.
Oh, dude, bottom third for sure, as well as with my backup quarterback.
We can score points on that defense, the three of us.
We were able to score a couple, but it just wasn't enough. But it's all right. Backup quarterback. With some time. At least he had some time under center to have a little practice. I mean, Keaton. I had to make sure I said that properly. Keaton has only had like 14 snaps all year and then thrown into action. It was a little bit unnerving, and it seems like Dan may have also had his foot out the door at the same time. So, fuck.
He didn't seem focused at all. He looked like he didn't give a fuck all night. And normally he's like freaking out during that game. I don't know.
That may have been the case. I was sitting there with you. I was starting to catch a righteous buzz once we went down pretty quickly. So the mannerisms of the coach were not there, or not on my eyes.
Yeah, I'm pretty
sure. Yeah, y'all won that game for sure. But no, wasn't making a Hugh Freeze slight.
Man, I thought it was. I'm kind of disappointed you didn't.
I think we'll cross that bridge next week. Remember how you and our buddy Jim Shute both swore up and down it was coming the next week, coming the next week.
Oh, yeah.
We've said that like every week. Every this week. Podcast.
Every fucking week.
Like, I can't believe we still don't have it today.
I can 1,000% believe it.
I figured, but what are they waiting on? Like, what are they doing? I thought like maybe they were waiting until the season ended to even see if the bowl ban mattered. I thought, okay, that might be legitimate. But like to not know today is kind of ridiculous. It's really ridiculous. Yeah. It's fucking us over. Well, coaching search is done, but now we got to go recruit, man. We got to get on the trail, start fucking bagmanning kids.
That's why you can't be bagmanning kids. That's why everybody scrambles to hire coaches so fast, is because of recruiting. Yeah.
You want to hear something that chaps my ass a little bit about recruiting, especially with the early signing period? Dan and his boys that he took with him, the Hunchback and then the rest of Notre Dame, they started already like offering all the guys that were committed to Mississippi State. They all got offers to fucking Florida in the last 2 days. And rumor had it, we had to pull our interim coach off the goddamn trail. He was recruiting, and it turns out he's going to be joining the Florida staff. So we had to pull him off the goddamn trail. I don't even know if we had a fucking interim coach for the bowl game that we are going to.
Oh, yeah, great. Well, the Pollen Weed Eater Bowl, have fun, man, in fucking Mobile. Great. I'd rather not go to a bowl than go to a fucking bowl.
They're still ranked in the top 25. They'll get a decent bowl.
I think we're 23rd in the polls, at least in the college football that came out today. So we dropped 5 spots after our loss.
The eye test, do they?
To Simple Jack and his team. But
I mean, it's the Bama test.
Yeah. No shit. So speaking of Roll Tide, let's just segue right into that. Phil, you are a god. Well done, brother.
Take him down, dude.
Felt fucking good, man. Felt fucking good.
It should.
Yeah.
Like you and Hugh Freeze and Dabo Sweeney are the last 3 people to beat Nick Saban. You just joined an elite list, bud. It's great.
That is very impressive list you did just join, Phil. I'm not sure who bangs more hookers, you or Hugh Freeze, but I'm glad to see you're on the list.
Fuck yeah, baby. Now we're talking. Now we're having fun.
I want to give a shout out to Pierce as well. If we go back, roll it back to episode 1, plug it in here. Pierce, what's going to go on in the West?
All right. So when I initially went through this, I had Bama. But I was like, I'm sick of Alabama. And I kind of drank the Auburn Kool-Aid. I got Auburn winning the Iron Bowl. They're going to win the SEC.
Pierce called Auburn to win the West.
Oh, yeah, they won the West. I will find that.
I may drink too much, but I can still remember some stuff.
Yeah, we did have that.
At least some of our picks
are coming up to fruition. What's crazy, though, y'all, is before I left Vegas – I had this long – well, I guess it was a little before that. I had this long article written about jumping off the Auburn bandwagon, and I never sent it in. I never finished it. I just got lazy and didn't finish it.
Wow.
And I never let it be known. But,
I know something about that.
But, yeah, like, I never officially did. I was just strongly considering it because that's back when they looked like shit. Like, they all of a sudden just got it together 1 week, and they were just unbeatable from that point. I don't know when. I guess that was like week 4, maybe. But they fucking turned a corner, and they are exactly what people thought they could be. It's nuts.
Yeah.
First 2-loss team to go to the playoff if they win. It'll be a Phil Gray lock guarantee. So, yeah, we're kind of hammering our guarantees lately.
That means they're fucked, though.
Oh, man, maybe so. Yeah, I wonder how that works. Shit. Yeah, fuck, man. You might bring down Auburn.
I brought him down.
You might have just anchored Auburn. God damn it, dude. We're going to find out.
That's Kip is hammering Georgia after that comment right there.
Everybody should be hammering Georgia.
But if you wouldn't have pointed it out, it probably wouldn't have been put out there, you know?
Yeah, I know.
Auburn's fucked. And yeah. I'm sorry, Auburn.
And we'll see. Like, we'll see.
Unless another 2-loss team can.
But you have done the accidental anchor already as well. And we'll touch on that because that's our next game to discuss with the Ohio State-Michigan. But you have performed an accidental anchor already.
Yeah. They could another two loss.
And it was the same situation where you realized that right
Ohio State could somehow get in and be a two loss team, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's possible. That? It's possible.
So, I mean, I'm not going to completely apologize if Auburn loses.
No, and it, you know, like, it's hard. Well, they say it's hard to beat a team twice, but Skip had a great stat earlier. What was that you were saying earlier? About the rematch in the SEC championship.
So, of the six times that there's been a rematch of two teams from the regular season, five of the six teams that won regular season games won the postseason game as well. The only exception was Phil's LSU Tigers beat a Philip Fulmer Tennessee Titans in like 01 or 03.
Balls. It's cool.
Oh, my bad. Sorry, I forgot that there's still college there.
That was like the Tennessee.
I didn't know they still play football down there.
Tennessee was two in the BCS that year. All they had to do was win, and they were getting the BCS title, and we knocked them out. And then we went to the Sugar Bowl and played Illinois.
Oh, God.
Rohan Davey blew them out.
Right.
It couldn't have been as bad as that Georgia-Hawaii Sugar Bowl one year when they were up like 52 points in half, and everyone felt bad for the people that flew all the way from Hawaii, and they were wearing those anal beads around their neck.
Brennan, man. People really
he was
thought
– skin, that, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was actually. People really thought Colt Brennan was going to be good. He threw for like 8 million yards at Hawaii.
Kind of June Jones offense.
Absolutely.
Oh, every year they had the best – like the.
They were a great late night cover. They were them and Nevada with Kaepernick were some of the best late night covers ever. And that may be one reason I'm pro Cap is because of how much money he made me in college.
Back in the BCS days when your strength of schedule mattered, like those people would really stay up and like watch those Hawaii games because, you know, they would play teams like USC and whatever. The year LSU, both in 2003 when we snuck in and played Oklahoma, it was because Hawaii beat somebody late at night, and USC had played Hawaii earlier in the year, so it dropped, and Hawaii lost, and it dropped USC's strength of schedule, and we got in ahead of them. It's just, it's great that that shit doesn't happen anymore. Not that I'm.
Now, I think we can talk about that as well, because with the college football playoff, it came out this evening as we are recording this, and I mean, the four teams that are in are Clemson, Auburn, Oklahoma, and Wisconsin, but all four of those teams are playing Saturday against other four teams, or three of the four are playing against teams in the top 10 that are all viable opponents to also get in the playoffs. So, like, TCU is the only, and of course, Bama's at five, getting their, you know, fellatio on from the committee. But thanks to Phil, they are no longer in relevancy. If all those teams, they have controlled their own destiny, but at the same time, you know, we speak about Ohio State possibly getting in. We could talk about, can Clemson lose to Miami and both of them get in over a one-loss Bama team? And if Auburn loses, Georgia jumps Alabama and gets in, Auburn drops. So, I mean, there's all sorts of scenarios. So, technically, we'll just talk about it next week because we'll have a fucking full month of no college football. So, we'll find a way to fill the time.
Bama really needs Wisconsin to lose.
And Oklahoma. If Oklahoma loses, it helps almost everybody because they're the only one that doesn't have an opponent in the top 10 that can jump leapfrog Bama or leapfrog Georgia or Ohio State.
Well, if Oklahoma loses, they'll have lost to Iowa State and TCU. Like, that doesn't deserve to get in, even if they beat Ohio State. Like, they lose, they're done. You're right about that. So kick them out. So I guess it's possible at the end of the day for Auburn and Alabama to both get in.
Definitely.
How crazy would that be? Number one, Auburn. Number four, Alabama.
No, they wouldn't do that. They would make Auburn 2 and Bama 4. So then Bama would go play like Clemson, and then Oklahoma would play Auburn, and then they would possibly meet.
Well, Oklahoma would have to lose in that scenario to work out.
Oh, yeah. You know what I'm talking about. It doesn't mean they would be opposite sides of the four-team bracket.
So basically what we're saying is if Oklahoma loses and Wisconsin loses and Auburn wins, Alabama and Auburn should both be in.
They will definitely, 100%. They will definitely
they'll both be in. That's what I want to fucking happen.
Ohio State could be in as well.
I kind of want that to happen.
Like last week, ACC people thought they were getting two teams in. How fucking livid would people be if two SEC West teams got into that fucker?
Yeah.
Come on, baby. Come on, Auburn Tigers. Let's do it. Woo! That's my lock of the week, by the way. I don't know. I'm going to throw it in right here. At least mine. Auburn Tigers, take them. Put everything you got on them. Georgia cannot throw the football. They're going to load the box. They're going to stuff that running game for a second game in a row, and they're going to beat Georgia by 10-plus. I want to say 20, but that just feels lush.
Well, what about with Kerryon Johnson being out? I mean, that's their Heisman guy, and he may not be out. I know Gus has been kind of close to the chest on that, but
I bet he plays.
He looked like he was in pain, like a fucking collarbone injury, like his arm was sagging and his shoulder pads. He tried to take another carry after that, and they kind of pulled him out of the game, but they were at that point, I think, maybe up 12 or maybe even up more than that. So, I mean, like...
Yeah, it probably matters a little bit, but like I said, I don't think it's going to be a close game. So.
Stidham has found his groove.
Stidham's good. Kip hates Stidham, but he's good. He's definitely good. Told you he was good. I'll run that clip back here, too.
Hey, you can kiss my ass. I've seen Auburn go into the Sugar Bowl with a lot less. So to say, be surprised that they're just in the SEC Championship game with a shitty quarterback is still a feasible – I mean, if you look long-term here, your sample size is a little bit smaller.
Why is he a shitty quarterback? He's obviously not a shitty quarterback.
He could be. Nick Marshall wasn't good. Didn't he get to the Sugar Bowl last year?
Nick Marshall was a safety.
Wasn't he also a safety? Who was the quarterback? Okay, and they got to the Sugar Bowl. So to say this isn't a fault.
He should just run the fucking option all the time.
I'm just telling you. He can easily still suck.
As time expired.
Gus Malzahn also can literally, like, pull shit out of his ass at any time. So to say that, like... But this crazy. This kid won't translate.
Saturday, they did.
No, they worked them, but that was not a Stidham.
They beat them.
Yeah, but at the same time, we all knew that. We said that last week that they were due for a loss. LSU almost did it. State got closer, and then Auburn just eventually closed the door.
Alabama imploded. I mean, you don't see them do the shit that they do. They did at the end of that game.
Yeah, they made mistakes.
The center screwed up like three plays in a row,
back to back snaps, and then the second one was a turnover.
And I'm surprised Saban didn't fucking lose his shit. Like, he was
very composed, even at halftime. Like I was expecting a great interview, and I mean, we laughed. What did he say that was so fucking funny?
I can't hear you.
Yeah, he's like, I can't hear a word you're saying. She like leans in. I bet he could hear. He just didn't want to fucking deal with it. Classic Nick.
Yeah, he's a pro at being a prick.
Classic Nick, dude. I mean, as much as I want to hate him, I love him. I think he's great.
I mean, he's not great for the sport, but he's really, really good.
Yeah, he's essentially
fucking great at his job.
That's why everybody wants them to get left out so bad. And I won't feel bad for him if they do, but.
They didn't win their division. Yeah. They didn't win the, conference. They didn't win their division.
And like, really, when you look at their schedule, I mean, besides, like, LSU was the best team they played.
Right. Well, they should get points. Not that there's a point system, but they should get, you know, fucking marks against them for playing close games against LSU and State, who clearly aren't what anybody thought they were, you know?
And Florida State's your marquee win. You hurt their quarterback in the first quarter. It's kind of like the Ole Miss State game. Like,
and they can just point, bam, take just some point shine off like, of it. Look at this stretch of games where we gave up like 10 points in five games.
Yeah, but they destroyed
like
Ole
a million
Miss.
Points.
It was Ole Miss and Vandy, and they probably outscored them like 180 something to three or something in not probably 120 something to three. But anyway, like, man, yeah, they beat really bad teams, and they kind of struggled with teams that were decent. A&M, they almost lost.
Yeah, they won that one by 8, which I think was the second closest margin they had before they had lost. So it's like, how good are they? And I'm sitting here in a conversation with Ralph Russo from the AP, and he's saying that a two-loss Clemson team would get in over Alabama because they both played Auburn, and Clemson beat Auburn at Auburn, whereas the exact opposite happened, despite it being almost two different teams. And he's also saying that good news is for the committee is I think Clemson will help them out. Not so sure about Wisconsin getting any love. So, I mean, that's a hard argument to make, but at the same time, that second loss, if it did come this weekend against a top 5 or top 7 team in Miami, then it's a game that
clearly not a top 7 team.
Who?
Miami's clearly not that good.
I don't know. Rick really fucked that game up. Did y'all see where he
goddamn
was
starter
quarterback and put in some freshman who's hardly played at all with like 7 minutes left just for one drive? I mean, it was a goddamn disaster 3 and out and like no duh, dude. Like I, you do that in maybe the second quarter to try to send a message, let him, you know, chill out for a second. But in the fourth quarter when you're down, what were they down, 14? Yeah. Like, you needed two touchdowns. You just yanked his starter. That was really dumb. Well, but I still think they're good. I just think they had an off day. Everyone has an off day.
Who did Miami struggle against the week before?
Virginia?
No, the week before that.
Miami struggled with Virginia at Virginia. They gave up four touchdowns. They started
over a ton of points. Yeah, were, I think it was actually in Miami.
It looked like
they were the quarterback started 4 for 4 with four touchdown passes.
Started off like 17 for 18.
I mean, it was like rough. And I was like this. And I think I even had Virginia plus 20 in that game. So I was like, that's a lot. And they were coming off the Notre Dame game. So I was like, this is a little bit of a hangover game like Mississippi State had with Arkansas. So, I mean, I mistakenly took Mississippi State, which is against one of my golden rules, but whatever. And then I did have Virginia plus 20 against Miami or whatever it was, maybe 22. And I was like, holy shit, they're making this quarterback look like a Heisman. I thought Manny Diaz's defense was supposed to be the end-all, be-all of turnover chains, and this kid's just running amok. So, yeah.
Didn't Virginia get shut out this past weekend?
To Virginia Tech 16-0, I think.
Yeah, okay, nice offense.
Yeah, exactly. So, it makes
sense. Maybe they're not that good.
I was arguing Miami wasn't good, and then they beat the fuck out of Notre Dame. So, then Notre I was like, I dialed it back. And then, yeah, Notre Dame sucks. Did they lose to Stanford?
Yeah.
They did? Wow.
Wait, I think I didn't, so.
No, they beat Stanford, I think. And then Stanford.
I have no idea.
No, then maybe they beat Stanford. This is a sports podcast for those that are listening.
Yeah.
Notre
Dame ain't fucking real. I made a mistake of almost claiming Notre Dame to be real, and they aren't. And so we won't talk about them again. And if you're from South Bend, you can kiss our asses.
Yeah. That was really more of the issue that night was that you were just defending Notre Dame so hard. It was like, man, I'll fucking argue anybody against Notre Dame. And we were right about them there.
Yeah, y'all got that one right. So I'm glad you know. You're one for 11,000.
When has Notre Dame been underrated? When have they ever been underrated?
That is never. 1977.
Yeah. Notre Dame will never sneak up on you. That's for goddamn sure.
Well, let's talk about some games that kind of snuck up on me. What's it called? Michigan, Ohio State. Michigan looked pretty okay at the beginning of this game. First half, Phil, before your anchor could even take way, Jeff O'Korn. Their usually dismal offense seemed to kind of show some glimmer of hope, and then they end up getting beat by J.C. Bear's backup with an injury. But Ohio State's playing for their chance to get in the playoffs, and you cost Michigan a big win, and Harbaugh is yet to beat a big team.
And they're talking about giving him a lifetime contract. That's genius. Or that's just something that they're not talking about. It's some people are talking about, like me.
Lifetime deal for who?
That was some rumor out there that Michigan's going to offer Harbaugh a lifetime contract.
Well, again, they might as well because, you know, he's not going to coach anymore. Like we were saying the other day,
he'll go back to the
only place he's going is the NFL. So
I wouldn't be surprised if he was like your next Browns. Like, so someone told me the other day that Peyton Manning's going to end up in the front office of Cleveland. Shout out, Drew. Good call. And then I heard this week from another person that was an actual possibility that they were going to have him come in for Sasha because Sasha shit the bed everywhere over his 2.5 years of being a GM and passing on all these quarterbacks. What if you get Peyton Manning in there and then you bring in a coach like Jim Harbaugh where you know Peyton's going to be like hands off, let you do you? I mean, would you jump from Michigan and go back to the NFL? I mean, seeing that you can't beat Urban, but at the same time, are you going to leave without beating Urban or winning?
I don't know if you want to work for that pillhead owner. Oops.
That's not Ursay.
No, that's
Haslam's aren't pillheads. Jim Ursay's the
pillhead. I bet the people in Cleveland are like drunks, though, because you have to be to live.
Dude, that's the same people that are behind. The Haslams are the same people that are behind. Nah, different trial, though. Jimmy Haslam is the same guy that's behind all the money that goes to Tennessee Athletics. So you can see he makes really good executive decisions as a football connoisseur. But at the same time, I don't think he's the pillhead. I think that's Ursay.
Yeah, Ursay. It's the Colts guy.
I drifted off for a second.
Colts guy.
Talking about pillheads over here, and Phil's falling asleep in his goddamn chair.
I was looking at something on my phone. I was looking up the Notre Dame Stanford score. 38-20 Stanford.
Oh, wow. Stanford. And Stanford never scores points. That's pretty impressive.
Well, they got that running back that runs for like 300 a game.
Yeah, Bryce Drew.
Love.
Is he the basketball guy? Hellheads. I won't deny it. I'm not as smart as a bag of rocks, so I can get excused. But yeah, so the Miami loss was bad. Michigan, I thought they had a chance, and they ended up blowing it the second
half. Until they realized Phil was on board. It was like, oh, shit. Did Okorn get hurt? Did something happen to him, or did they just get
hurt? I think they just got beat in the second half by being a lesser team.
That happens.
Phil, you realize that, seriously, LSU went undefeated after you wrote a letter saying that.
Not undefeated, one loss, Bama, but. You know, we competed. We're a team. Like, I mean, I'll give all the credit in the world.
You have a serious skill, my friend.
Yeah, in the Saints. To myself. In the Saints. Saints.
No, I'll give a lot of credit to, like, Coach Orgeron and the Tigers definitely turned it around. I mean,
maybe it was the Bama game.
I mean, the Auburn game.
Yeah, it might be just like Auburn. Like, it finally just clicked. Like, yeah, it wasn't clicking before, and then it just, boom. Once it works, you know? Once you got confidence.
I know I jokingly said if we only had another year with Etling, I would honestly like another year. He looked like a decent – the most apt quarterback play we've had in years. You know, he was completing passes down the field on a couple times a game, which we just never have.
He's completing multiple passes down the field.
Set the bar so low.
So low, dude. I mean, we huck the ball down the field six, seven, eight times a game.
We run the ball for 50 yards a chunk.
Yeah. You know? Especially when you play up.
Yeah, 78 yards against
them. Yeah. So I think Geis has like 5 200-yard games in his career. I think 2 of them are against us.
I think 2 are against A&M, too.
That's not surprising either.
Well, I mean, I want to kind of talk about this weekend's docket. We've touched on a little bit with just talking about the playoff committee and how everything can go this weekend. Let's run through those games real quick, and then I want to kind of get balls deep into that's our turn of the night. I want to get into the coaching carousel. So let's it's spinning quickly too. So let's go through this docket real quick. Who you expect to win, and if you think they'll make the playoffs? TCU, Oklahoma.
Boomer Sooner.
OU.
So I think Baker's already got the Heisman. I think we're all in agreement. Oklahoma.
I don't know. You think they'll still give it to him after the college grad?
Seriously.
I mean, you have the Heisman goes beyond just play.
Yeah, but also the voters, some of the people that matter in this vote are ex-players, so they understand it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah,
it's kind of a big deal.
Today it is. Like 8 years ago, that wouldn't have been a big deal.
You're telling me about some really serious names. Now, Johnny Manziel. You think Johnny Manziel is going to put him fourth? You think Johnny Manziel is going to use him?
Johnny Manziel won a Heisman.
He'll probably forget to fucking cast his vote.
Yeah. What's it called? All right, so we're all in agreement. Oklahoma, do they cover 7?
I think they just blow them out. I hope that's not what happens, but I think
they blow 7, out. Yeah, they cover 7.
All right.
Where's the game?
Probably Jerry World.
Oh, yeah.
Who knows? It's a new game. You're excused for not knowing where the fuck it is. But it's probably Jerry World.
Yeah, it doesn't tell me where it is.
I would imagine.
Next game, Georgia, Auburn. Auburn's -2.5.
Find a badass tiger sound effect.
That was a badass tiger sound effect.
Yeah, it might just be good.
Leave that one be. I don't need any sound effects on that one. Keep that one just as live as it is.
That might be good enough.
Producer.
So, yeah, Auburn. Big.
Phil?
Georgia.
So do you think Alabama gets in if Georgia gets in as well, or do they just need help? Nah. Okay. All right.
Georgia will jump Bama. Bama needs Oklahoma and or Wisconsin.
I agree. What's it called? I'm going to take Georgia as well.
It could be Georgia and Alabama in too, though.
Yeah, it
still could be 2 SEC teams.
Dude, the winner of the SEC championship game is going, period.
Yeah, I agree with Phil.
I agree with Phil. And Bama has the chance, but they need help in those teams that are in the 3 and 4 spot who are also playing in that
conference. Yeah, so they still need both those teams.
I'm riding Phil's train on this one as well with Georgia. So, plus, I'm going to take the hook and put it up to 3 just in case it comes down to a field goal because Danny Carlson is fucking legit. Miami Clemson. Clemson's a 9.5-point favorite.
Clemson Tigers.
Woo! Clemson.
Okay. We're in agreement on that one. And then Ohio State, Wisconsin, in Indy, -6.5.
Hey, fucking Ohio State is going to stomp a fucking hole in Wisconsin.
Yeah, They're going to blow this playoff shit.
Big same time. Game, different year kind of feel.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Big time.
And, you know, I think they win. I don't know if they win by 7, though. So I'm probably going to lay off that game. It's going to be my birthday celebration this weekend. So if you want to buy us a shot, our Venmo is open at Kip-Wilson. Also, you can donate on the website to cheers to us. And then Oklahoma, TCU. Oklahoma's -7. Yes, we already touched on that one. So let's get into this conversation that we all have been ripping on these coaches all year, and now they're gone. So what do we expect to happen? Holy fucking shit, Tennessee is a nightmare.
How stupid are they, man? Like, I just don't understand how he caves to that pressure.
Well, look. When somebody spray paints on a big old
That's what I
do. They spray paint on that rock every goddamn day. Yeah. It's a bunch of fucking millennials. Are you worried about what they have to fucking say? It's like taking their vote to change your mascot.
Name and rape in the same sentence is never just not going to work. It's not going to fly.
But if they had done their
child rape, no.
They had not had they done their research, they know that he's literally not affiliated with that situation at all. So I think that
doesn't matter.
That matter it got out there.
There's a picture of it on the internet.
I don't think that's why everybody was technically I think some folks were up in arms about that.
I think they were more pissed cuz he just sucks.
It's like they hired the same exact guy.
Right.
He's like Butch Jr.
Yeah, and had they complained about that and created a social media mob in that regard, I'd have been fine with it. I'd have been like, that's cool that you have a not a democracy, but you listen to that of your constituency.
It's bad.
But when you have your fucking Clay Travis's and your other fucking losers.
That guy sucks. Can we quit talking about him? He really thought John Gruden might.
He does suck, and he is an idiot. But at the same time, like, he doesn't want any of the blame, but all of the credit. That's another Michael Gary Scott for you. So, like, they said that they were going to try, they offered Gundy $8.4 million. These are all alleged Twitter.
That was on the bottom of ESPN. They didn't say that $8 million, but they said they're targeting Gundy.
Rumor has it they doubled his salary, and his salary at Oklahoma State's $4.2 million. So that's what Twitter was saying roughly around lunch. Gundy.
He's kind of peaked at Okie State. He really has. Like, he's going to win 10 games. He's going to maybe go to a New Year's Six. That's cool. But he's never going to get in the playoff because his team can't put it together and win all these games.
And he's affirmed himself as a like second tier team in the state. You know, like he can't win the Stillwater, or he doesn't win the whatever.
And as soon as they lose every year, they are no longer talked about. Just one game. That's all they got to lose, and it's just weird that doesn't happen with a lot of people.
Another shout out to a former guest. Derek Morrell, former linebacker, Louisiana Lafayette. He said, you think Gundy knows defense?
No, he doesn't at all.
And you need a little bit of defense in the SEC, just a little bit, or at least, if not a
competent. I think that would be one of those recruiting things. And this comes back to the same douche that owns the Browns.
Why can
the Big
12 not recruit defenders?
I mean, Gary Patterson seems to do well. He put some linebackers in the pros. And then Baylor used to have some pretty big beastly guys that beat up like women and stuff. Remember that big old dude that looked like a
Baylor
robot?
Baylor's every game was 50 something.
I was making a joke about that big dude.
He was giant.
You know, so I'm not the guy.
Yeah,
he couldn't even fit in his uniform.
they had a tight end that weighed like 400 and something pounds too. They're just a freak of nature ball club.
But yeah, I don't know why they don't recruit defensive coordinators or defense. But at the same time, it could be Oklahoma doesn't have a good defense because they have the youngest, slowest stoop running their defense. Again, Arizona where they didn't play defense. So I don't know. He just rakes in a check every week, and I'm not sure.
I think it's a Big 12 thing. Like, it's a law. Like, they tell you, like, you can come coach here, but you can't play any defense. Don't even worry about hiring a defensive coordinator. Just let them run. That's what it looks like with most of them. But hey, you know, who am I to judge? We don't play any defense either. So.
Yeah, and the SEC has kind of looked like that.
We used to, though. A couple years ago, we played some stout defense.
I'm hearing from somebody that Ole Miss news will be coming Friday afternoon, which is when news dump that you don't want to be seen.
Man, they probably dump all that shit on a Friday, Skip.
It means that almost.
It's not our decision. Like, what do you mean, don't want to be seen? We don't call when it's released.
I'm just saying, whoever is releasing it doesn't want it to be like in the mainstream media for the weekend. You know, it's
probably because they're bowing out and not able to give us that second year. They got punked like some little bitches. We can play this back next week if I'm wrong, but I'm fairly confident. And everyone seems to be fairly confident that, you know, we're going to get probably a couple more scholarships, some recruiting restrictions, but there's going to be no more bowl ban. We're cool. We're skate.
Word. So hopefully we'll get our boy Jim Shute to come back on, talk about I remember the last time we spoke, we talked about coaching as well as what everyone expects. So I may have to go listen to that episode and hear exactly where everyone's takes were on who would be the next Rebel coach.
I think neither one of us wanted Matt Luke.
Really?
I mean, I know I did.
I'm sitting here looking at a fucking helmet signed by Tommy Tuberville.
Yeah, yeah, you like that shit?
Makes me laugh. Old Pine Box Tommy.
One of our many props here.
In, in fact, if you want to mail in some of your helmets from your teams, I know we have a lot of fans out there that play. Derek, Sparky, send us some helmets. We'll start kind of getting our Russillo / Dan Patrick thing going here. We'll get a nice little golf simulator.
We could just get the mini ones. You know, they probably sell the mini ones. Well, they definitely sell the mini ones. I know they do for Ole Miss. I'm sure they just fucking stamp every single fucking school on those things. So, yeah, we could just get the smaller ones. I don't know. I got some counter space, but I don't have a ton of counter space.
Nah, we'll still take your full size.
All teams, please. I was trying
not to be greedy there, but
no, I mean, we'll take it.
Yeah, we'll take it. But if you want,
that's all you can scrounge up.
If all you can scrounge up is a small one,
we'll also take jerseys or whatever y'all want us to hang on the wall, and there'll be live broadcasting shit.
We'll accept all gifts.
Do have some
we have zero allegiances to anyone and anything. We like money and free stuff. You can mail us just about anything but anthrax, and we'll take it gladly.
I mean, we'd take that unknowingly, at least.
For a minute.
But hopefully we figure it out fairly quickly. I don't know.
Anyways, onward and upward. Tennessee is a dumpster fire. They've been offering everybody in the sun. Glad to hear the
first. I hope Gundy says no, because what will they do then?
I think they have to go T. Martin. They have to only get the only guy that cares about their university.
He's on that staff already.
He's at USC. That would be a slam dunk hire. I would have gone after him before Gundy, because again, he wants to be there. Dude, if they're paying him $8.5 million. Like, their assistance pool is going to be really small.
Not really. The Haslams, again, they're worth like billions of dollars.
Yeah, but how much can you really spend?
When you have billions of dollars, you don't understand if you donate $6 million.
I don't think they have billions.
I think he sold the rest of. Yeah, they did. He sold the rest of his.
Tennessee?
He owned, well, not Tennessee, but their backers.
That one owner, I mean, if Jimmy Haslam's a donor, he's a billionaire. But I mean, T. Boone Pickens is a billionaire, and he donates to Okie State.
Yeah, but they, like, build shit with his money. Like, that stadium, he pretty much paid for that whole... looks kick-ass. Yeah, it looks fucking kick-ass.
Seats are way too close. It's like an arena.
Yeah, it is weird. And I don't like how they... I mean, it's not as annoying as the cowbell, but the way they hit those paddles against the fucking...
Y'all talking about the pokes?
Yeah,
I wonder how loud that is. I mean, honestly, I don't know exactly, but it sounds like you're just slapping on a mat. Yeah, like, I wonder how loud it is.
I mean, it's obviously loud on TV because they got the mic pretty close. I don't think in person it's very intimidating.
I don't think it can really affect
the audience. I don't think it's intimidating whatsoever. That's why I think it's fucking stupid and pointless, because why are you doing that?
TV.
The only people that hear it are those TV people.
The same reason those fucking douchebags at Georgia dress up the way they do.
Shout out to our friends in the Spike Squad.
Not douchebags, very fine people.
No, they're not. They won't even come on here and defend themselves. Like, I've asked so many times, and... I thought we were getting cool. They could have had some free za. Could have really bonded over some Little Caesars. And, like, he just wants this guy. He's head of squad presidente.
That's where he lost him at Little Caesars.
Well, we didn't tell him it was going to be Little Caesars. We just tried to bet on pizza. But we were going to send him some fucking Little Caesars, eh? Shout out to Little Caesars for still hanging around. I cannot believe
Mac Championship. I may grab a Little Caesars za on the way home, actually.
Yeah, I mean, they're hot, ready, fresh.
$5.
$5. I got one when I lived in Ohio, for sure. Well, that's... Because, I mean, that's what you do when you live in fucking Ohio. You're like, oh, man, Little Caesar, sure.
Shout out to Urban Meyer.
Shout out to Urban. I mean, you're probably going to run Harbaugh out of town. I mean, Harbaugh, like, I didn't even comment on this earlier, but just, like, looping back to that real quick, like, why wouldn't you want to be an NFL coach over a college coach? Just
you don't have to recruit.
You don't have to recruit. That's like that seems like the biggest pain in the ass in the world. And why would you want to do that? I mean, yeah, you're dealing with some fucking divas, but he's done that before. Like, I don't know. If like you're asking me to choose and you could actually succeed there, I mean, you got enough money already. Fuck Michigan, dude. Come on.
Yeah, no, he'll go back to the NFL.
He will.
That right situation, yeah. For sure.
I like that idea of Peyton. That sounds cool.
Yeah, Peyton can't be a coach, but he could be a
He could do some VPP stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
Definitely.
And he could do some more great commercials. He's gold on TV. AB at
Tennessee.
Man, I would... And Peyton Manning is head coach of Tennessee.
No, AD.
No, I'm just saying. Just going a little further with it. Well, yeah, they should. Okay, so they should totally fire their AD 100% after this whole fucking thing. This guy's a jackass.
Yeah.
Certified jackass.
Has the program looked as bad as Tennessee has in this coaching stuff? I haven't seen anything.
That's why I wanted Gundy to say
I think Baylor. Just Baylor, like, or maybe.
But they had some of that sexual assault stuff at Tennessee, and nobody even really talks about it because it happened around the same time as Baylor. Remember that linebacker had the crazy hair, looked like a predator? Anyway, you know, same thing. They had some shit like that, and it just kind of disappeared. But, you know, fuck Tennessee.
Well, Butch Jones had problems his entire tenure there. I mean, that's why we fucking... made fun of him all year.
Okay, so whoever is hired at Tennessee, do we just... Like, Butch, like, leaves the list now because, I mean, he's going to get hired somewhere really super shitty, and who cares what he does there.
It's almost certain that they're going to fuck it up. I'm not
like,
gonna,
I'm not like gonna, we were I'm, talking how Shiano is just going to replace him because they're essentially the same person.
He would.
But now, like, I don't want to put Gundy on the list.
I don't actually have an open hatred for the whole University of Tennessee.
Or P. Martin. Yeah,
it's just something fun. Butch was an idiot.
Butch was a douche.
Yeah, he just looked like a goober. He acted like a goober. He was the champion of the day or something.
So we're leaving him on there? Just like no matter what? Yeah,
once you kind of get shit canned, we kind of let you just fizzle off.
We should let him rebound. I think.
If you're not in a Power 5, then he's not going to be pertaining to our list. I mean, you got to be Power 5.
Yeah, he's totally going to be
if he goes
green.
To one of your directional Michigans that you bet on to action.
Well, then I'm going to start betting the under.
That's where he's going. He's going
they can't
to, like,
fucking score. Anybody that puts Kamara third on a depth chart does not score enough points and is probably inept at his job.
Yeah, probably. Because that guy's looking like a stud.
He's going fucking... ham since he got a career to work with him, but at the same time, that's not the only dumpster fire. I mean, I know we were about to go on a big tangent there, but let's call it. He's not Tennessee, isn't the only dumpster fire, especially in the SEC. It seems that Arkansas may be in the same boat. They fired Jeff Long and then they fired Burt, and they don't, and they have a coaching search in group, but I don't know exactly what that entails. And Dan Wolkin said on Pierce's favorite friend, Jim Schutz's good buddy, about everything. Even mentioned the other day that they're shooting from the hip. So that's a pretty bad way to get through a coaching hire.
So he's hiring their coach, like a chancellor or somebody who doesn't know anything about sports?
As well as maybe some like Regents and high donors, maybe the Waltons.
Bill
Clinton, Mr. Walton, you know, folks like that.
Man, I would totally let Bill Clinton hire my coach. Like, yeah, well, I hired him. Think he's gonna be good. Lane Kiffin, ladies and gentlemen. That's who fucking Bill would hire in a heartbeat. But yeah, they're probably gonna go with that dude from Memphis.
So they're trying to go after Gus Malzahn if Auburn loses, they feel that they have a good chance to get Gus.
Yeah, because apparently he's not happy at Auburn, and he's a little baby, and they treat him like shit.
He looked pretty happy after that game on Saturday.
Yeah, I agree. And
would you go to your alma mater to help rebuild it if Auburn was a national team? I guess so.
I know he's from there. I don't think he graduated from there. Maybe he did. I could be completely wrong, but I know he coached Springdale High School, and he brought Ryan Mallett or somebody like that with him, some quarterback that was supposed to be great.
Mallett went to Arkansas.
Mallett started somewhere else, though, so he's not who it was. Mitch Mustaine. Yeah.
I thought that went to USC.
He transferred to USC from Arkansas after he flopped.
Well, Mitch Mustaine was a passing style quarterback, and that's not what Gus usually needs. He needs a running style quarterback.
But Gus was his high school coach, and they both went to Arkansas together. That's what I'm saying. And it did not work
was
out
that the
at
same
Arkansas.
Team with T-Mac and Felix system. Jones as well?
Maybe as like freshman really early, I guess. Because Gus didn't do well, I don't think. I know Mustaine left immediately. But yeah, it could have been the same team. I don't know.
Nah, Darren McFadden was like, they beat LSU in 2007. So, whatever.
He was there in 06. He was in Arkansas at 06.
Mustaine?
Gus.
Yeah, and he was just there for 1 year, huh? Yeah, so that was the same year Mustaine was there, I bet. So, yeah, it didn't work out. It went really bad.
Well, I mean, Gus got the Auburn job.
And Gus went to, like, Tulsa? Where did he go? Like, Tulsa? He went somewhere.
He was,
like that.
Let's see.
Somewhere like that.
Gus went to Tulsa, yeah.
Boom. God damn, I'm hot.
Yeah, and you're right on the transfer as well.
Yeah, dude, I'm telling you. I remember that. I remember that debacle at Arkansas.
So it seems like they're back in the debacle, and they seem to kind of find themselves.
Yeah, it sounds like it. They don't know what the fuck. I mean, dude, hiring Bulema, they thought it was like a smash home run hire. That was a terrible hire.
I mean, I think a lot of people jumped out and said that was a terrible hire because the Big Ten offense doesn't translate.
It just wouldn't work.
And so then everybody kept making excuses like, oh, just give him a couple years to get the guys. He needs 7-foot offensive lineman and really slow backfield.
And they had the hugest offensive line besides the Dallas Cowboys. They had the second biggest offensive line in football.
And the second worst SEC record behind Vandy.
Yeah. So, like, congrats, Bert. Really worked out for you. Bert will end up, I don't know, like a Cincinnati or something. He won't quite drop down to the MAC, but he'll be below.
He'll go back to the Big Ten.
He probably could. I mean, yeah, to like an Illinois or something.
Yeah.
Like a bottom rung club. I could see that. Yeah, for sure. But he's a Midwest guy, though. Like, he
and his hooker wife can't wait to get maybe the Nebraska job if Scott Frost doesn't go there.
He's got to be a lock to there.
I think he is, but I think Nebraska's showing the courtesy of Scott Frost maybe having a conference championship game this week.
They are. Yeah. Dude, that's why all that.
He's
lame.
In Central Florida, right? They're undefeated.
Yeah, but I mean, I think they're trying to let him play out his year, and they understand that Frost will be there.
Yeah. That's why all the Lane stuff, when people are like talking about Lane Kiffin going somewhere, no one's talking to him this week either because they're in a conference championship too. So like people are having
respect. Where do you put Lane if Lane is to go somewhere else this year?
I don't think he is.
I don't think he is either.
I don't think anybody hires him yet.
He's got to stop with the Twitter shit. Trolling people.
See, but people are saying he's just doing that because he's at FAU.
It's very similar to somebody that runs their country.
Yeah. But dude, he's like,
they are the two best trolls I know on the internet, and it's fucking hilarious. It's awesome. I can't elaborate how awesome both of those people are on the social media.
I don't think a power conference school wants that headache.
What really chaps my ass is when he came out online and mentioned how he didn't cover a spread by taking a fucking safety on a Friday night game. I bet it, and that's the reason I'm really pissed. But admitting that you know the lines and that you go out on a social media.
Yeah, I don't think he should have said that out loud.
That's not good look if you're trying to get back into a.
Especially if that's what's true about the Memphis coach, Norvell. He's really a gambler. Man, so they painted that rock at Tennessee now to say bring Lane home. Man, they like painting that rock. You can still read. They did a real shitty job covering up the Shiano stuff. I mean, what lazy fucking.
I mean, Lane kids. Did come out and say he'd be open to going back to Tennessee. That would be pretty.
Dude, he would take any job in the SEC. That's what I was thinking.
I would love it if the SEC East was just stacked as fuck and Scotty Loafers loses his job in 3 years for lack of production on the field.
So that's where I saw that when I was talking about Saban being mad in 2014. Lane Kiffin retweeted that. this picture of, you know, him talking shit. He's like, oh, can you rat poison yourself? Like, he's taking shots at Nick, dude. Like, Nick Saban's got fucking Twitter or knows anything about Twitter.
No, the dude says he watches the Weather Channel just to see what the weather's going to look like in practice. You think he fucking even knows? He doesn't give a flying fuck.
How much free time? That dude can't have much free time anyway. He just
between his Mercedes dealerships in Birmingham and his restaurants and his...
Dude, when you run that fucking airtight program like that, man, that thing's a fucking... It's ridiculous. It's great, though, to see him. see him go up against Phil, one man against fucking 83 or whatever. And they got like 40 coaches, too, so... But yeah, I mean... Phil against 120 people. Who's going to win, Phil?
So I think the last one in the coaching carousel of this evening is Pierce's boy, Sumlin, was finally let go, was paid a fuck ton of money to get to lose his job.
How much was it? It was
like $6.5 million.
Man, whose buyout was that we saw the other day that gets paid within 60
Todd Graham
days?
From Arizona State.
Man.
And
yeah,
it doesn't matter.
Like $12.5 million.
It doesn't matter
dollars.
If he takes another job or not.
Everybody else's buyout was due over like 2 or 3 years. And this Nick guy's is due in 60 fucking days. I want that lawyer.
And it's probably Jimmy goddamn Sexton, if I had to guess.
It could have been. I don't know. I guess it was an agent, probably. But yeah, he got a good fucking deal. That's fucking. Could you imagine just knowing that you're going to. I would suck at my job so bad if I knew I was going to get fired and get $12.5 million in 2 months. I moved to fucking Tahiti. Couldn't even point to it on a map. I just hear it's...
As long as you don't pick Bali, it may be under soot soon.
Yeah. I'm thinking like Bora Bora.
Alright, go hunt some hogs and live off the land.
I'm going to live over the water with a glass floor.
Maldives.
Somebody's going to give me $12.5 million to be really bad at my job. God, what
they can
a
just
life.
Pay you $40,000 and do that.
Shit, yeah.
All right. Well, I think that wraps up our coaching carousel. We didn't really talk about who's going to go to Texas A&M, but rumor has it Jimbo Fisher is going to leave.
That's who they want. I don't know where they go if they don't get Jimbo. Maybe like Chad Morris.
I think Chad Morris is a Texas A&M guy as well. Like it went there. So that's a pretty lackluster story. And we won't.
We had that guy at the top of our list. So I think
after Simple Jack.
I think, I don't know where he ended up actually being on the real list, but he's a big Tui guy, and people are getting really pissed off if they're about to hire another Sean Tui.
Last thing you need is more Taco Bell money in the coaching circle.
That's the last thing we need. Bring his fucking son along. He's like coaches special teams or some shit at SMU. Oh my God, it would have been the worst. I'll take Matt Luke over that. Dude.
There you go. Well, maybe you can get like Laramie Tunsil when he loses his job in Miami to come coach offensive line. Get a little Tui.
Why, dude? Tunsil's kicking ass, bro.
Why would that dude lose his job?
Oh, what's called? I was just trying to give you a Tui connection.
Oh, yeah. Well, no. Mike Over.
Oh, Michael. Oh, well, shit.
I think that guy's already lost his job, Skip.
Oh, yeah, he's out.
I can't remember these kids' names.
He got paid, though. Yeah, that's the blind side. That's him and Freeze, man. They go way back. Way back, machine. So, yeah, we just would have been more into that fucking cauldron of bullshit. So that's why people were really upset. And, you know, seems like the players would have been upset if we'd have got rid of Matt. So congrats, Matt. If you want to come on the pod and talk about your dream job, I'll hash it out with you.
Nicely played there.
I'll make some suggestions. You might not like them, but it's really simple. Recruit a defense, like linebackers. I don't know how many people you can sign, but you should sign all linebackers and safeties. Like Matt Luke's ever going to hear this, but I might send it to him. He probably tweets, but he doesn't tweet Bible verses.
I don't pick your poison in that one.
That's the thing. Like, who knows what he's into? He's probably into like foot fetish porn. Or
Classic Rex Ryan
coming out. So.
I have a sneaking suspicion he's the guy that kind of like sits on his phone and like just shit dials on his butt cheeks and then sends it on accident. He's like a Brady Hoke if I've ever seen him.
I bet he doesn't talk much at all. Like, if he doesn't know you, I bet he is just silent. He's seen him.
An introvert
know.
Goes into some like recruit's house and just sits on the couch and like, you want some coffee? He's like, nah.
No, I'm good. You sit here quietly and just watch some TV with y'all.
Yeah, be like, oh, y'all watching This Is Us? Cool.
Yeah, I love this. Can you rewind it to the beginning there? I've missed this app. I don't know how he's going to be in a living room. I guess we'll see. It's better than, like, being a fake-ass Bible verse quoting, core banging, you know.
No, I don't. I don't. It sounds like you're the only one with experience in this.
Well, apparently it works. Like,
that's the successful life to Kip, too. If I can find a way to get money and hookers, I'm in. You sold me.
I mean, dude, Ole Miss was paying him like $4.5 million a year. That guy was coaching high school basketball. basketball 10 years ago. Like, dude, like, that rise had to just be, like, if you're a coach, like, can you imagine that fucking ride from high school to...
You were going from like 40 grand to 4.5.
Yeah. Making $4.5 million. Like, your wife can't keep up
with that. Bright-eyed, bushy tails, and the next thing you know, you're like, oh, shit, I was a scapegoat the whole time.
But that's, like... That's kind of something, though. Like, all they had to do, like, it would have been really easy to figure him out. You just hire a PI to follow him one night when he's on a recruiting trip. And we could have found that shit out 2013.
Who's to say y'all didn't know? Who's to say you didn't know?
I'm not saying.
Y'all were winning, so everything was good, and then the national media figured it out.
Yeah, I'm not saying I wanted that to happen, but it doesn't seem like. Yeah, it would have been that hard to figure
out. Yeah, it wasn't. Yeah, I mean, you let a meth head junkie from Mississippi State that has a little bit too much internet access figured out.
Well, he got those documents from Mars, that attorney that was representing
him. No, also representing like, the players.
Yeah, well, now. But, dude, this shit's gotten so out of hand. But anyway, so Mars was like, hey, I got Hugh Freeze's phone record. You can look through him if you want. So fucking Steve found that call, you know, which brought Hugh down, which Steve really did fine, but he was just handed this information. The guy's like, I'm not looking through this shit, but you can. And like, he went to Mars initially and was like, hey, I got this. He's like, I want nothing to do with that, but have fun, Steve. And now he's, yeah, representing our players, trying to get them to transfer. Like, what is this?
Maybe shit? They'll end up at Arkansas with Houston Nutt, offensive coordinator for Gus Malzahn.
Man, I tell you what.
This is an hour and 10 minutes of conversation about coaching talk and hilarious jabs at Ole Miss.
It's been it. And we didn't know. It's in Tennessee. I mean, they look like. I mean, they kind of brought it on themselves, and we did the same thing.
Butch, we won't let you die off in the night. We'll still make fun of you, even though you're not a head coach.
Good luck at Akron, buddy. I hear it's nice.
When is Terry Bowden losing his job? Don't make slights about my Mac.
I cannot believe you know Mac head coach. Who coaches Miami, Ohio?
These are my teams. I take the Zips, and I have Toledo this weekend. Oh, with PJ going, I'm not sure. I mean, I'm not some fucking brainchild. I'm not a ring man.
So you just randomly knew that one. Okay, good. I'm glad you didn't know
it's
all
Terry
the Mac
Bowden as well. Everybody knows him.
I did not know he was.
Yeah, he's chubby as fuck. He looks hilarious on TV.
Is that really the best job he can get?
Dude, I mean, he got caught cheating at.
What, he at Clemson too? Yeah, and unsuccessful. Yeah. So that's Coach's Corner this week with the boys from Loud Obnoxious. Next up on the docket, NFL football. Cowboys are terrible. That's
Skins, Cowboys. Skins are probably going to win by like 40 or some shit.
Oh, I'm sorry. Tommy Bowden was the former coach of Clemson. Terry was at Auburn.
He got that job from Tulane. He went undefeated at Tulane, which is pretty fucking impressive. But he had Sean King, too.
The guy that was playing for the Tampa Bay Bucks. I remember that. What's it called? So anyway,
Believe it or not, being the fair-weathered fan I am, I actually went to a Tulane game that year when we went undefeated.
You just said we.
I was about to be like, time out. He's got a new team. So do they yell roll wave, or how does this work? Who cares?
They do say roll wave. I don't know if like they run around the stadium and say roll wave, but like,
Okay, well, that's enough college. So let's get right into the NFL. I know your Saints took an L this weekend, Phil, but at the same time, they looked great. They looked good.
I'm not worried about it. That was a tough game across the country. West Coast.
Plus, you won like 9 in a row because they hate you.
Yeah, the streak had to come to an end. You almost want to lose. I was actually, I figured out we were probably going to lose, I almost wanted to get blown out just to be like a big wake-up call being like, you know.
Like, hey, we're not as great as we think we are. Maybe they just need to go back and read that Phil Gray article.
You know they saw it when they got back to their home practice.
Yeah, because they were on the road. Like, yeah, like they get back to their locker and they're like, yeah,
But at the same time,
this guy thinks
you don't really need necessarily a wake-up call, and I don't think it was that by any means. It was just two good teams playing, like you said. But they also still have the Falcons and the Panthers knocking at the door.
Dude, we got the Panthers this week. Yeah, we play the Panthers this week. Division on the line. Even though we beat them already, but yeah, they would have a better record. The Saints, I mean, they're probably going to assured of a playoff spot, but like they can't let up at all, you know? Yeah, like we have to pretty much win out. Not win out, but you don't have room to.
Yeah,
to
win with the game, Seattle and LA being relevant on the other side of the globe, but at the same time, same conference, y'all may end up only being able to sneak two teams in there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Philly being one loss and the Vikings at two, you know, the bye is kind of, you know, with that loss, is, it's kind of, you don't even want
it. Doesn't seem that the Cowboys are going to be one of those wild card contenders after our three-game skid. So you're safe. And I think Pierce will say that you are safe from the Skins as well. So we relinquish worry. If you were worried about us, you don't have to be anymore.
Okay. I was worried about the Skins when they almost beat us, but otherwise I have.
Yeah, making the playoffs, not going to happen.
Not worried about it.
People are winning too many games. I mean,
Saints are going to win the Super Bowl when Phil moves.
Well, I already experienced the Super Bowl. Went to the game, went to the parade. Yeah.
Didn't you sit next to Spike Lee?
He sat a few rows ahead of behind us.
Sat in front of Spike Lee. My bad. Shit, my bad.
He had worse tickets than Phil. Fuck, get out of here, Pierce. What the fuck are you thinking?
I just got slammed. I feel like I just got.
Mike Gundy has decided to remain at Oklahoma State. He met with some officials. The deal was 6 years, $42 million from Tennessee, but he will remain at his alma mater.
That's $7 million a year.
Yep.
Thanks, math. Hey, I don't normally get math right, so I'm proud of myself. It's like algebra. Like, have y'all ever used algebra? Like, since you left school? Like,
every day.
Like, I don't even know what algebra is anymore. I would never have to use algebra. Why did I learn that? You use algebra all the time.
I think everyone uses algebra on a basic day-to-day basis. I think you're more thinking of, like, trig or geometry.
What is algebra?
Wouldn't that just be like basic mathematics?
I mean,
I'm a salesman.
Are you saying that 1 + 1 = 2 simple, is algebra? No,
simple multiplication is not.
Yeah, algebra. I'm just talking about simple shit. Algebra involves like letters
with the X in it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so dude, I never used that shit or would ever have. To. Anyway, algebra sucks. Fuck math. Agreed. Ran over.
All right.
I don't know how that happened.
Algebra is the broadest parts of mathematics. Shit. Computers with numbers, geometry, and analysis.
We did that shit like sixth, seventh
grade. Like the broad strokes of it. Yeah.
Sixth, seventh grade. Yeah. Like that.
Nowhere in any of my day-to-day life does an X or an A or a B come into play. Like, never.
Like, we aren't solving for X. I get it. What are we talking about?
On the road solving for X. I don't know.
Jesus.
I'm just saying. Bill Nye, the science guy, would love
Let's talk about some other teams in your division, Phil. You said, you know, y'all have the Panthers this week. Well, Atlanta's got Minnesota. And for some fucking reason, if we were solving for X, then Case Keenum is Y. And they are, why are they so good? Like, it's kind of fucking ridiculous.
Oh, man, that was actually really good. Oh, Skip, that was good.
With an undrafted quarterback, a backup by committee running backs. The defense is obviously filthy as fuck, but I mean, they're beating people up and down the field every week with scrub squad.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't
Is Mike Zimmer a wizard?
Well, what is that, like nine?
Yeah, maybe he's a, he could be a bot, like one of those half machines.
Maybe Like, he doesn't know what play he's calling. It's just working. He's like looking at that sheet. He's like, yeah, I got no idea, but we're rolling with this.
Nah, so, he's a defensive guy.
Yeah, exactly. But still, it's fun to think about Phil.
Yeah, he's probably got some technology.
Spread my good time. Talk algebra.
No way Case Keenum could be this good.
I don't know. I think Case Keenum's legit. I think he's like the Jared Stidham of the NFL. Y'all not think that?
No, I don't. No.
Well,
he is one of the Case Keenum's one of the rare quarterbacks that throws for a million yards in college that actually works out.
Imagine like who's the dude, Brian Hoyer. Imagine Brian Hoyer all of a sudden becoming good, because that's basically what he's been. Like, he's been with like five.
Yeah, but Brian Hoyer went to Michigan State. He didn't like sling the rock around.
I'm just saying he's a journeyman quarterback that's been on a bunch of teams, that's gotten a lot of chances to start, that has never even come close to proving himself. Yeah. And now all of a sudden he's a 7-2 as a starter.
I mean, at what point do you just retire? I guess you're getting a good check for doing nothing.
Yeah, he's only getting $1 million this year.
Only $1 million.
Okay, well,
for doing starting
quarterbacks that are 7-2 in this league generally get about 20 million.
Yeah, I get it.
I mean, your boy Kirk's going to get 20 million from like someone like the Jets next year. So, I mean, you don't have to necessarily be 7-2. You could be 8-8 year after year and still get paid big money, or expect to get.
Well, so I guess it's not completely over with Kirk. I mean, I don't think they can like talk about a deal till the season ends. I think that's the rule. I don't know. I could be making that up. But, like, they're totally not talking about a deal
now. At this point, since he's made it through injury-free, like, there's no reason for him to talk. He's got all the leverage. Like, he doesn't need to talk.
He's got a great record, too. Like, he can't really be like, oh, well, I'm great.
Dude, half your team's
and I'm not
on
even
IR.
Going to the playoffs.
Half your team's on IR, so he's got – and he's still winning games. And he went into Seattle and won a game. He almost went into New Orleans and won a game. He's – doing pretty well.
He's putting up points.
He's going to beat Dallas this week.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But that's...
He got Eli Manning benched.
Man, we saw that coming. Eli just looked dead all year. Maybe he looked like that last year, too. But
they should fire Ben McAdoo before they let Eli sit a game.
Like Ben McAdoo
is hilarious. The mouth breather is finally done with New York. I can't believe he did it with only a couple games left in the season. You don't even have to let him play that long.
Man.
I mean, it's not necessarily all his fault by any means. They have no wide receiver core, no running game, and the offensive line is inept. But at the same time, the guy throws more interceptions.
He does throw dumps.
And he gets a lot of fumbles, too. But those are also because the offensive line is literally porous, I think would be the best way.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's all
at least let him start these games and let the backups come in if we were trying to continue a streak, because he's got another year in him.
And it's just watered down.
You think he's crying because they're 2-11? No, he was crying because
Cal Ripken didn't do that shit.
Yeah.
You say Cal Ripken do that shit ever, boy.
Yeah. No, Cal Ripken went out on top. He started until he retired.
Man, what a...
It finally ended.
It definitely
ended. I know it ended, but then he sit down on his own accord, take a day off.
I want a fucking day off.
Yeah, and I think he took a day off.
It's like, man, I would really love to just, like, send that ice back.
Man, talk about streaks that'll never be broken. That is one that'll never be broken.
Him and Mantle?
Dude, nobody will even...
No one will ever get close to that.
Who has the consecutive streaks?
Hardly nobody. Nobody gets through like four seasons.
I think there's a couple guys that play all 162. I think there's still a couple guys.
There's a couple, there definitely are.
I mean, Pujols did it for a minute. And I think Pujols did it for a couple of years in St. Louis, maybe. But at the same time, yeah, it's kind of like the NBA. Like, Michael Jordan would play 76 of the 82 games, you know, and then they would still win probably four of those games he sat. But now these guys are sitting for 20 fucking games a year.
Okay, so Cal Ripken's at 26-32.
Who's the second closest?
He broke Lou Gehrig's record of 21-30. He's number 213.
Dude, that's not even fucking close. That's four more seasons.
Hey, he blew him out.
that's so many people.
Yeah, September 19th, 1998. So anyway, I was trying to figure out the longest streak now, which I thought this was going to tell me, but...
Current.
There
probably isn't even, like, 15.
What's it called? I was trying to think of other impressive streaks. Who has the longest consecutive hit streak?
That's Joe or Mantle? 56.
Mantle or DiMaggio, maybe?
Yeah, I think that's Joey D. Yeah, because people
people get to like 30 and they're like they go 0-for-5 because the pressure is just so you can feel it. It's palpable in the stadium.
30 so in
the eighth inning, they're just swinging so hard, just like trying to poke anything through, like just throwing it out there.
But you still got to consider the home run record 61, and Stanton got to 59 this year.
It's pretty impressive, but that, I mean.
But did you just refer back to the old home run record?
Yeah, people are doing that now. People aren't buying into Barry Bonds whatsoever.
That's bullshit. That was so much fun watching those balls. I'm counting it. I don't give a fuck. I know I'm never going to get a – unless this thing takes off and we become somewhat of sports reporters and we get some kind of bullshit vote, which if anyone's ever listening to this in the future, I would never give us a vote. I would gladly let Barry Bonds into my Hall of Fame. Pete Rose would be first. I'm bringing Bonds. I'm bringing Clemens. I think my all-steroid team could probably beat the non-steroid team.
Thing about the steroid users is most of them were Hall of Famers before they took steroids, so not most of them. Sosa would definitely not be.
When did McGuire start? Because when did the testing technically start? Because that guy looks like
he's like two or three seasons where he wasn't on juice.
Yeah, like those first two seasons he was in Oakland.
Yeah. Dude, the home run record year, he looked like fucking defensive end.
I ran into him downtown as the hitting coach of the Padres. I remember mentioning it on this podcast, but I was like, holy shit, that looks like Mark McGuire. And I was like, yelled at him. Sure enough, he turns around. I was like, fuck, that was Mark McGuire. He looks like a fucking wrestler. He's so big.
He's still on juice, huh?
I don't know if he's still on juice, but I doubt he's now, but he's still fucking huge. So, I mean.
All right, so I kind of failed at finding this stat, but 2015, Chris Coughlin, former Ole Miss Rebel, was the new Iron Man of the MLB with 128 straight games played. So it said that in order to break the streak, he would have had it would have taken him until 2030. He'd be 45. So yeah, that was in 2015. So
Jesus,
yeah, no one's fucking anywhere close.
Yeah.
No one's over 200. The only one that's
going to be closer consecutive seasons for the Browns to not make the
– Man, talk about, like, the best deal for your money ever was whatever the Orioles paid Cal Ripken. Like, return on investment. ROI salesman over there. Like, you should know all about that shit.
And his last fucking All-Star game was awesome. He went, like, 3-for-4. I think he may have had a home run as well.
Cal's a pimp.
Yeah. And didn't give a fuck. Dude looked like he was 40 when he was, like, 25.
Yeah, no doubt, dude. That guy was probably bald at 17. But hey, that's not there's anything wrong with that. Shout out to bald people everywhere.
Yeah. If you're listening, please subscribe, rate, and review. Yeah. 5 stars. We love bald people.
Yeah. I mean, we talk about just anything that pops up.
If that's not apparent tonight, I don't know what else is. But for the most part, I think we've kind of touched on all things NFL that anybody may give a shit. Philly is still hot. They got Seattle this weekend. Who y'all got, Philly or Seattle?
Where is Seattle? I mean, Philly.
Philly. Seattle's reeling. I mean,
the defense has got some problems.
It's sooner or later, Philly loses. It's kind of like the Saints, right? They've won a bunch of games in a row.
Well, this is becoming a little too.
Yeah, I think they lost the first game.
Yeah.
Man, that's crazy.
I think they've lost the Chiefs week two.
I mean, it doesn't really matter. They're gonna be the ones. Well,
they got the one seed.
They probably got the one seed locked up. Minnesota will lose again.
Yeah. So that's the NFL talk for this week. I think last thing we said we were gonna talk about basketball, but we went too long talking about stupid shit like algebra and records. So we'll talk about last thing is Tiger Woods is officially back. Starting by the time you're listening to this Wednesday. Thursday for sure, 10 a.m. tees off, Mountain Standard Time with Justin Thomas in the Bahamas.
JT, he's playing with JT.
Yep,
oh, here's his boy and Kemp's boy. They're gonna be pounding him down the middle of the fairway, buddy. Oh yeah, JT's gonna kick his ass.
Phil and I were talking about it earlier.
You want to bet on that round?
I'll gladly take that bet. Phil was saying earlier, and I couldn't agree more, like, after last year's showing at the Hero where he didn't post well after day one, and, like, if he comes out limping or things of that nature, it's going to be hard to muster, like, getting behind him if this is not a well-oiled machine. It's going to really hurt.
So, well, he needs to ease his way back in, so, I mean, you can't...
What do we need?
You can't expect him to just go out there and start fucking crushing the ball and...
I'm not expecting a win.
He's just going there to have a semi-competitive round.
You just want him to shoot below 80.
You just want him to finish the fucking tournament.
I think he can do both of those things that y'all mentioned, go below 80 and finish the tournament. I think both
of them. Able to go below 80 every round.
I think he'll be fine in that regard. I think he shot someone said he shot like 4 under on the front the other day when he practiced 9.
Yeah, probably at his home course.
Yeah, they've been down there for a minute.
He's down at the course.
I think he needs to go top 10 to get me all jazzed up and fired up for the Sony or whatever it is in February.
His goal is probably to play in the Masters, right?
Well, I mean, he can definitely play in the Masters. That's all that matters. But I think he wants to be competitive every time he goes out there. His intention is to win. So if he can't do that, it's going to suck.
Man, it would be great if he just was Tiger again. Like, he was just fixed.
If he can stay healthy, he'll, play tournaments, occasionally compete, maybe squeak out one here and there, probably make some noise at some Augusta Masters tournament 10 years from now.
Do you think if he could be half or 60% of what he used to be, he'd be as good as anybody playing right now? 60% of what he used to be.
I think at 60% he can win some of those off-week tournaments.
I think he could compete every other major almost.
He's got to get himself in shape for the senior tour. Because he'll start wrecking shit again.
He's going to dominate that.
If he even fucking feels like
Champions that. Tour, bro.
So news is breaking from Brett McMurphy over at College Football Insider. Used to be with ESPN. Penn State offensive coordinator Joe Moorhead will become next coach at Mississippi State.
Joe Moorhead. Nice.
Booyah.
I heard he invented offense or something.
Run the RPO.
Nice. All right. Well, he got that going for you. And that quarterback looks like he could run pass option all the day.
Yep.
Perfect.
Yeah. So we'll figure out if we can get Nick healthy, and we'll see exactly what's going on, who's going to coach the bowl game. But for that, I think this is the end of the episode. We've ranted long enough.
It was yawning and shit.
Shout out to the guys at Shinesty. For those that are listening, don't forget promo code LOUD69 at Shinesty.com, Shinesty, for all of your flashy garbs as well as holiday gear as well. If you need Christmas suits for tacky Christmas, all of that jazz, get it out, get it done. So, again, thank y'all for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. 5 stars.
Only.
Hail State.
Grabs.